The vote was 6-1 with only Marko Dapcevic against. The mayor has consistently opposed the project because it is based on rentals rather than home ownership. Other assembly members shared that objection, but nonetheless found the developer, Trapline CDI, responsive both to the original request for proposals and to public input. The consensus was that a $4 million affordable rental project on the vacant shop site had more pros than cons. That was not always the case. Tuesday night, the assembly appeared close to scuttling the project in the face of strong neighborhood opposition and what they considered to be an inappropriate, not to mention unattractive, shed roof design. This is Assembly Member Jack Osment at Tuesday's meeting.
Looks like a military installation to me. They don't look like homes. Looks to me like a group of farm buildings. I really need more. At 35%, I would have thought we would have gotten a firm exterior design and a firm location. And I'm not happy with either one of those at this point.
That message was echoed by member Heidi Raffelli, who said she felt trapped between the need for affordable housing and the need for better planning. That was also the sentiment of several in the public Tuesday night. This is resident Cliff Robards.
No way in hell should anybody approve 35% of anything without having all of their answers.
The strongest proponent for the project, Assemblymember Reber Stein, did not want aesthetic issues regarding the buildings to overshadow what he considered to be the main issue, creating improved housing in town. Here's a part of his appeal.
These units are not intended for everyone looking for an apartment in town. These units are intended for the people who pour all of you coffee in the morning. These are the people who are sweeping up after you at the end of the day. These are people who are earning far less than the average income and still need a place to stay. And I think it would be just a crime to turn away a $4 million construction project in town when a lot of us are concerned about our economy.
After 2 hours on the topic on Tuesday, the assembly decided to set the issue aside until Thursday to give Trapline CDI a chance to address some of these concerns. The developer subsequently brought forward Option B, which showed redesigned plans and elevations for more conventional-appearing buildings. The assembly was impressed by the quick turnaround. Here's Jack Osment on Thursday evening, followed by Heidi Raffelli.
You know, I think it's a good opportunity. We've got recognized company here that's willing to make changes as we have requested primarily. They're willing to go forward, get the tax credits, build the thing, manage it, and we can basically watch what happens and assume that it's going to help this segment of our population stay with us and continue to do the jobs that they're doing.
While I agree with some of the statements made at the table that oppose the project, I still would rather vote tonight on hope and knowledge that there are people in town that really need these places to stay.
Assemblymember John Sherrod said that he believed the developer had come a long way from where the process started, and while he, like the mayor, personally preferred homeownership, he did not want to see the property lie fallow any longer while the assembly went back to the drawing board. But Mayor Dapcevic was for doing exactly that.
My supposition is for all this trouble, we're going to end up with about 9 affordable apartments. That's the way I see it. Now, I might be wrong, but that's the way I see it. And I just think that it's time to let go of the idea.
The project neighbors were generally aligned with the mayor, despite expressing a variety of concerns over density, aesthetics, traffic, and safety. Their central theme might have been summed up Tuesday evening by Tamara Perencevich, who testified simply that, quote, this is not what Sitkins wanted when they voted for affordable housing. The affirmative assembly vote on the 35% design gives Trapline CDI the green light to apply for financing through the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. The AHFC could possibly allocate around $4 million in federal tax credits to build the project. If not, the project will go away. Trapline was rushing to meet a Monday application deadline. The AHFC will announce their statewide distribution of tax credits as late as this winter or early next year. Once Trapline secures its funding, the city will execute a lease agreement for the property. The approved 35% design is the document that Trapline will use to budget the construction of the project. Minor changes could occur, but there would be no significant alteration in the size or scope or basic layout of the project without further assembly approval. Current plans call for 13 two-story duplexes with a range of sizes, accessible first-floor units, and income-dependent rental rates. If Trapline is successful in winning federal funding for the project, construction could begin as early as June of next year. For Raven News, I'm Robert Woolsey.